Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Parak Daled, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avayin Reziva Kohagon, Bekarav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us from Meir says, Heaven and Mayat Be'esek, one should limit how much work and business they do. Basak B'Torah, and instead he should involve himself in Torah. Ve'heve Shval Ruach B'fnei Kol Adam, and he should be a Shval Ruach, full of humility and lower himself in front of every single person. Vim B'talta Min HaTorah, if you were bottled from Torah, Yeshcha B'talim Harbe K'negdecha, there's many B'talim opposite you. This means if you got caught up and busy with other things, business, family, life, day-to-day tirdus, other things are going to keep on coming up, preventing you from learning. According to some, this means that Hashem is actually going to punish the person. He got busy with business and didn't learn Torah. Hashem is going to arrange that other things come up, which are going to prevent it from doing business. However, if you toiled in Torah, he has much schar to give you. This is referring to somebody who intentionally puts their business to the side in order to learn Torah. It doesn't have to be they quit their business. It just means there's a certain part of their day that they take out and dafka do not do business. And instead they learn Torah, so Hashem is going to repay them. And according to some, this means specifically in their business, that Hashem is going to give them extra siyat d'shmaya in the work that they do, that they're not going to have to be as involved in the work as they used to be, and they'll mela have more time to learn Torah. Now, extra focus is put on the words, vim amalta b'Torah, if you were amel, if you toiled in Torah. And this is telling a person that the main thing is the amelas, the toil, the work, the effort that the person puts into learning. It's not about accomplishing. It's not that I finished this daf or that mesechta or learned that sefer. It's not about finishing it. Yes, it's important to finish and it's important to accomplish and cover ground, but the main focus is the amel. When a person works and toils in Torah, that's what gives him a schar. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Ha'oseh mitzvah achas, if a person does a mitzvah, kaino loy praklat echad, he just acquired a defender for himself. That's a malach which was created through that mitzvah, and that malach defends this person. Va'avir aveira achas, if a person does one aveira, kaino loy kateger echad, he just acquired an accuser for himself. This is an accusing angel, and actually the word kateger stands for kairei teger, one who starts a fight. And the opposite word of kateger that's usually used, which is sanegar, and that means the defender, it stands for sine tegar. He's the one who hates the one that starts the fight. Now, even if a person did something wrong, tshuva ma'asim tovim, ketris b'fnei ha'peronos, tshuva, which is repentance, and ma'asim tovim, which are good deeds, those are like a shield in front of punishment. Just like when a person has a shield and an arrow shot at him that protects him, same thing. Even if he did an aveira and he has his kategor against him, if he does tshuva ma'asim tovim, he now has a shield that could protect him from this punishment. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, says, kol any gathering that's l'shem shemayim, that people have the right intentions, it will be miskayim. This is not only talking about a gathering for Torah to either learn or teach Torah, or to do mitzvahs, or to be Isaac and Sarchit Tzibur and help other people. It could be just a regular mundane gathering, a bunch of people getting together. Sometimes we call this verbranging, them sitting down and they're talking and they're schmoozing, they're trying to help each other maybe, even though they're not necessarily thinking about a particular mitzvah, they're not trying to accomplish any particular mitzvah, but the whole idea is l'shem shemayim, they're trying to be together, they're trying to be ba'achdos. That will be miskayim. Not only will the gathering be successful, but whatever they come out with, whatever the solutions or ideas they have, those will be miskayim also. They will be long-lasting, because the whole idea was to be l'shem shemayim, just for Hashem. But l'shem l'shem shemayim, if this gathering is not l'shem shemayim, and people have their own vested personal interest, ain seif l'skayim, it will not be lasting. This is even if they get together for mitzvahs or for tzarchit tzibur, to learn Torah, to teach Torah, if they're thinking, how can I gain from this? How could I become chashav? How could I have a good name? Or maybe they're trying to push somebody else away or harm a different group of people, and they're not together l'shem shemayim, then they will not be successful in their endeavor. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.